This is Living the RV Dream, episode 58 for Friday, June 1st, 2018.
I'm riding with my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers, and welcome to another edition of the podcast. Happy Friday! If it is your first time here, my name is Robert Morales, and I travel with my wife towing a Winnebago Micro Mini, which is a short travel trailer, and which has served us very well over the past almost 4 years. By the way, can you believe it's June? And if you're listening to this on June 1st, we are probably in the middle of the Atlantic on our way to Helsinki, Finland. Actually, we have a short layover in Oslo, Norway, and then we're going to go to Helsinki. And from Helsinki, we're going to be traveling for 2 weeks on I guess it's the European version of a B+. I think it's made by Corrado. It's a B+ with an island bed in the back. If I recall correctly how it looks, I haven't even seen it yet. But I'm really looking forward to, doing an RV trip, a road trip in Northern Europe, basically in the Nordic countries and Scandinavia. I'm really looking forward to to trying a European style RV. You know, for the most part it's the same, but there are several marked differences. Importantly, that a cassette toilet that they use. They don't use a black water tank like we do in the United States. It is a cassette toilet that you remove and then you go dump that cassette somewhere. They have these things called service stations all over the country. There are several service places. They have the campgrounds, they have parking areas, and then they have these service areas where you can dump. And talking about that, I don't know if I'm going to be able to release podcast episodes from there, because I'm not going to take my whole recording setup. I'm going to take my portable recorder. So if I do anything, it might be on the short side, but I'm really, really excited to try this European RV and travel in a foreign country where I don't understand the language. Although most people do speak English, I hear in all this. I'm going to be traveling mainly in Finland, in Sweden, and in Norway. And in Finland, of course, I'm gonna explore the capital city, Helsinki, and I already reserved the campground there. And from there, we're gonna go to Varkaus, which is the place where the person who is helping me out with this RV rental is where he lives. And then from there, I'm gonna go north to this area called Lapland, which is above the Arctic Circle. And in this time of the year where I'm going, it never gets dark, so that's really cool. I'm gonna be able to see the midnight sun as well. And there's this town called Rovaniemi, which is where Santa Claus comes from, supposedly. And they have this Santa Claus themed park, and they give you a certificate when you cross the Arctic Circle. And also, there is like a different culture up there. There's the Sami people, I think they're called, which are they're equivalent to Native Americans here. They're like the native people from there, and it's a kind of a different culture up there in the far north, which is an area which basically in the winter is dark for many, many days, and in the summer the sun doesn't go down for many days also. From there, the plan is to drive all the way north as you can drive in the world. This is the northernmost point that is connected by highway, and it's called Nordkap or the North Cape, and that's in Norway. Actually, if I have internet, I am going to try and make a live video from there, because according to my plan, which they usually change, but if my plan works, I'm going to be spending the night in Nordkap on a Friday, and Friday is usually the day that I make my live videos, you know, where I chat, I talk to the viewers on YouTube, and that happens at 6 p.m. Eastern, which is going to be, guess what, in Norway, it will be midnight, Norway time, but it's going to be daytime, so that's going to be really cool, making a live video at midnight, but it's daytime if that makes any sense. Well, anyways, from there, I'm going to go to this area in northwestern Norway, which is called Lofoten. And it's a peninsula. It is beautiful because that is more a mountainous area, you know, with mountains. And I've seen pictures, and it's incredible. And from there, I'm going to take a ferry back, I guess. I don't have the whole itinerary planned out to the second, although I almost do. And there's so much to see. And I'm going to also let serendipity, play a part in this. And if I don't make it to Lofoten, or if I don't make it to Nordkap, well, you know, at least I saw Finland. So I'm really looking forward to doing this. I'm making lots of videos about this trip. And particularly this Sunday, if all goes well, I'm going to try to upload a video of a tour of our European RV. So look out for that in my YouTube channel, youtube.com/travelingrobert, and that'll be there. And that's really pretty much all the updates I have for today. I have an interview coming up right now. I'm interviewing the COO for North America for this company called Campanda. And it's not your regular RV rental company. They are like this new sharing economy like Uber or Airbnb. Is a company where you can rent an RV from a regular folk like you. It's not like you're going to El Monte or Cruz America and you're renting from a fleet of RVs that a lot of people use, and they are run down, as it's usually the same class C, you know what I mean, the ones that have the pictures of Bryce Canyon on the side of the RV. This is not it. This is you're renting from a private person, basically. So that's the interview coming up, and with that I'm gonna finish the podcast. Remember, if you find value in my podcast and my videos, you can support the show by going to patreon.com/travelingrobert. And I have a new link, travelingrobert.com/donate. And if you want to make a donation, you can go there as well. Also, remember, my music, everything is available online. And if you want to follow me on social media, everything is Traveling Robert. Without further ado, here's the interview. Well, today we are chatting with Nick Kubasek, and he's the COO for North America for Campanda. Not to be confused with Campendium, two totally different companies, but I'm going to let Nick tell us what Campanda is.
Awesome. Well, Robert, first off, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's a real pleasure to be here and chatting with you, and thrilled to share a little bit about what Campanda is. We are a peer-to-peer RV rental marketplace. We serve both RV owners and RV enthusiasts, renters who are looking to go on an adventure in 42 countries around the world today.
Yeah, I like to think of it as the Airbnb of RVing in a way, or the Uber of RVing. You know, is that new? Not so new anymore, but sharing type of economy. Yeah. Where
well, you know, you'd be surprised. I think wherever I go, I think sharing economy is a concept that's really well understood and well published. But everywhere that I go and I describe what we talk about, what we do and this concept of sharing economy, there are always people who they've heard of Uber, they've heard of Airbnb, but the notion that, you can apply this same business model or same idea to another industry or market is new more often than I expect it to be.
Yeah, no, and it makes perfect sense for RVing, because I mean, I have rented RVs before. And you usually get the same class C that older rental companies have for available. What differentiates you guys from the competition in that sense?
So I guess you could think about our competition in two different categories. You've got sort of your traditional RV rental businesses. That's tour operators that have fleets in multiple locations all over the country, as well as your smaller, medium-sized rental businesses that are in a couple locations, more regional. But the thing that is different from us to them, really, is one, the inventory, right? We've got a much broader spectrum of inventory available, all sorts of things, spanning from teardrop trailers to fifth wheels to conversion vans to all the way to Class A diesel pushers. Really, you can rent kind of exactly what you want for your adventure, which is different than what you described there. And the second that I think is not to be undercut is the experience, right? So when you rent from another person, when if I was renting an RV from you, Robert, in Miami, you have all sorts of knowledge and information and sort of secrets of travel in Miami that you could share with me that give me the opportunity to have an experience that is a lot richer and truer to what I'm looking for than if I have more of like a commercial transaction where I'm, you know, I rent the unit, I get the keys, go out to the lot, pick up the one in parking spot 4 and take off, you know? Mm-hmm. Those are really our key differentiators there.
Yeah. And what's the main benefit? Like if I wanted to rent my RV, what would be like the I mean, is it safe? Because my RV is kind of my baby, you know, and I'm kind of nervous to have a stranger take it somewhere.
So from RV owners, this is the number one thing that we agonize over every day. And we spend lots of time thinking about, talking to them about, making sure that both our product as well as our support and service and team are structured in a way that allows me to answer that question definitively, yes. And so there are a couple things that go into that, right? So first and foremost is insurance and roadside assistance. So that if you're going to rent through us, the benefit for you, of course, is most prominently the opportunity to turn the RV into income and to make money when you're not using it, which is really an exciting opportunity for a lot of owners. And then also, of course, the experience of interacting with other enthusiasts. A lot of owners who we talk to, they love that interaction with renters and talking to them about their trip. And that's a really fun thing for them. But not to be undercut, the money opportunity is big. But back to safety, if you want to make money, the key is that you can't lose money on rentals through the platform, which means that in the event that something comes up, because you can't guarantee that nothing will ever happen on the road when a renter is out with an RV, that we have the right kind of roadside assistance in place so that a renter can be taken care of with little things that do come up. And then in the event that there's a larger issue, which we have very, very low rate of claims on right now, but that we have a top-of-line insurance product in place that covers everything related to RV so that you're never out of pocket and that our team is there to support you through the process. So that doesn't mean it's for everybody. A lot of RV owners, mm-hmm. you know, it is their baby. But I would say that for RV owners that aren't using them all the time, that do their homework about the type of platforms they work with and the type of protections they have, it can be a very safe and really incredible revenue-making opportunity.
Yeah, I think it's great because I know a lot of people who buy RVs and they use them 2 or 3 weekends out of the year, and then the RV sits there in their driveway or even worse, in storage. And
costing even more money.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you've got, if you're not fortunate enough to buy your RV all out front in cash and you've got a payment on it, you know, and you're not using it, then that's just additional cost on top of maintenance, storage. You know, a lot of our viewers will tell you when you're not using that thing, when it's sitting in the driveway collecting dust, that's when you start to have damages. You know, these things weren't designed to sit there for 300 days a year. They are designed to be used. And as long as they're used the right way and they're maintained properly, it really is a great benefit.
Yeah. Plus the income, of course. Are you guys in the whole United States? You're an international company, right? You started somewhere else.
Yeah. So we started in 2013 in Germany. Our global headquarters is in Berlin. And we originally expanded through Germany and then into France and Spain and Italy and Iceland and UK. We do also work with, you know, outside of individual RV owners, we do also work with commercial RV companies and provide them interested renters as well. And so that's how we expanded through a lot of Europe as well as many of our other countries around the world. And we started in the US about a year and a half ago now, and have spent the first 6 months making sure we understood the market, we understood the needs of RV owners here in the US. Every market is different. A lot of time listening to what was important to RV owners, what they needed in order to feel safe and secure and make sure that the product that we have fits those needs and demands. And from there, we've had a really incredible year of working with RV owners, of driving renters, both here in the U.S. and from Europe over here, and growing the business.
Well, cool. Well, that's great that you are overseas. And for our listeners and viewers, I have my audience is not only in the United States. I have people from the UK to Australia even. So when you move to Australia, that, which brings me to what are your plans for the future? Are you planning to expand to other countries or?
Sure.
And how do you see this part of the industry moving forward?
So, I guess I'll answer the industry first. I think it's really, we're in a remarkable time in the evolution of the RV industry overall. If you look at, and I guess RV industry, even as a subset of outdoor recreation and camping and all that, every metric you look at is just growing at astronomical rates year over year. You know, there's just actually earlier this week, a study published about commercial RV rental fleets. And a lot of RV dealers are seeing just pretty impressive growth year on year. And a majority of RV dealers that do rentals today are saying that in the next year, they're going to be expanding their fleets dedicated to rentals. And we see that in our business as well, that there is a lot more demand than there is supply available for people who want to rent an RV and go on that type of an adventure. I also would say that as more people get into this, I apologize. My co-pilot barking at probably the FedEx truck.
So. No problem.
I'll close the door if it gets too bad. But I've lost my train of thought now. I think.
As you were saying, the industry is evolving in many ways. Also, a lot of younger people are getting. I guess RVs are like in right now; they're fashionable.
And, a lot of younger people getting into it. A lot of new units being sold into the market. Campground bookings are way up year on year. Rentals are up. As it gets more constrained, I think we're going to see a lot of a big shift into more rentals, actually, and more utilization of inventory that has been pushed into the market. You're also going to see kind of more broadly in sort of tangential categories, other areas are going to have to catch up, right? So that means servicing and repairs for RVing. As we have these many units on the road and as they're being used more frequently by either the primary owner or by a renter, we're going to have a lot more jobs coming into service and keeping those RVs on the road. For us as a business, we have a lot of growth, you know, still to do around the world in expanding peer-to-peer inventory, in making sure that the core service that we provide to RV owners to make money and to RV renters to have an unforgettable experience continues to evolve and meet their needs and to grow so that we can, you know, rent you an RV in the most remote destination in the world or in Los Angeles to drive the PCH, wherever you want it. I also see us moving into tangential categories, getting more into the end-to-end process of how an RV adventure takes place. So moving beyond purely the RV rental and helping a renter to go through the process of booking a campsite or finding other things to do on their trip, that kind of stuff. And then on the owner side, storage and maintenance and repairs and on all of those things, there are so many services that we can provide so that RV owners and renters don't have to worry about anything other than the joy that they get out of using that RV. It's a great problem to have, but you have to stay focused on your core business, but also cognizant of the opportunity out there.
Oh, definitely. I think we are in the golden age of not only this sharing economy, but RVing. There's so many technologies that are coming into play and so much room for improvement in so many areas.
Yeah.
Like campground bookings and the service industry is also sometimes you have to wait weeks and months to get the RV serviced. And
that all can be improved on, and maybe Campanda can be part of that revolution, I guess. I don't know what to call it, but
yeah, it's you know, as long as I would say, you know, we're getting RVs out on the road, getting them used, mm-hmm. putting money back in RV exactly. owners' pocket. You know, that's our core mission here, right? To make those adventures take place and give people the opportunity to have that experience. Mm-hmm. And as you said, there's just so much that can be done, but mm-hmm. but I think we have a lot to do still. And as you said, a lot of the technology that has sort of evolved over the last couple of years makes these kinds of things possible. So where 10 years ago, the idea maybe for you of renting your RV to a stranger probably sounded mm-hmm. like the craziest thing in the world. And like, what kind of maniac does that? You know, there's the infrastructure that we have now to allow you to have secure messaging and mm-hmm. payment and insurance and roadside assistance and sort of this level of transparency mm-hmm. so that you know what you're getting into, you know who yeah. that renter is. Like, that has totally changed the nature of the opportunity and made it possible for somebody like you to do this in a safe and secure way and to feel comfortable that the weeks that you're in the studio and not out on the road, you know, you're making money sitting in the chair there while the RV is out being enjoyed.
Do you have like a rating system like Uber and stuff like if a client trashes my RV, I give him 1 star and he can never rent again or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, yeah. So that, I mean, ratings are is a very important part of how our platform works and how the whole, well, sharing economy works.
That's how it works. That's why you can let your daughter get into a stranger's car nowadays, which was unthinkable
exactly.
10 years ago or whatever. So,
the other big piece of it that we talk a lot about, you know, especially for new RV owners coming in, is the sense of sort of community around this and of conversation, right? Mm. So, RV owners on our platform that have the best experience ask lots of questions to renters who are interested. You know, this is the default for us is not like, it's not a transactional platform in the nature of, you know, you list your RV and all of a sudden somebody's booked it and you had no say, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody will make a request to book your RV and then you can ask them questions and make sure that you're comfortable and have a dialogue right. about, do they have experience? If you have a trailer, do they even have a truck that's capable of towing the type of trailer mm-hmm. that you have, right? And before you get to the point of handing the keys over, every party involved is very comfortable and excited about the opportunity. And we at Campanda are here to sort of help make sure that both the owner and the renter are getting the support they need and that they're connected and that they're having that dialogue.
All right, Nick, it's been great talking to you. It's definitely a new world out there. And it's great because when I rented my first RV, was it six, 7 years ago, not even that long ago, I had 2 choices, a long Class C or a short Class C. and now with services like yours, the possibilities are almost endless, you know.
Yeah, they really are. I'm amazed by some of the RVs that we see on our platform coming on every day now. Really creative, cool stuff, mm-hmm. vintage trailers, all and brand new, you know, the same you described, just big and short. So anyway, Robert, thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure to have been here. And I hope to chat with you again sometime soon.
Same here. Thank you. Thank you for being in the podcast and the video, Nick. Bye.
Take care.
You too. Well, that was great to be able to chat with Nick about the company he represents and the future of this aspect of the RVing industry, which I think is going into a new golden era for sure. If you want to see this on video, don't forget to check it out at my YouTube channel, youtube.com/travelingrobert. And if you find value in what I do here, don't forget that you can support the show by becoming a patron at patreon.com/travelingrobert. You can also send a one-time donation at paypal.me/roadnomad, because at one point I thought Road Nomad was going to be a cool name. Of course, you can also buy my music. My music, the music that I put on all my videos is on iTunes and everywhere you can buy music. Also, at travelingrobert.com/stickers, you can get the physical CDs, stickers, t-shirts, all kinds of good stuff. And the best way you can contribute is by spreading the word. Tell your friends, leave me a review on iTunes, and that way more people will be able to find the podcast, find my videos, and make this work that I do sustainable. Until the next time, thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road. We're living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.